Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Is it a problem that we're not having conversations with our patients? Okay, now step three. The following week, week number three, now we're going to start measuring, in addition to how many patients are missing a tooth from first molar forward, how many patients we ask the question, have you given any thought about replacing your missing tooth? Now we're going to start measuring and recording how many patients did we present a visual 3D plan to. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hey everybody, Dr. Tarun Agrawal here, and today I want to talk to you about something that we did in one of my mastermind coaching calls with one of our masterminders today. And it's a 4-week plan to grow your dental implants in your practice. Now, one of the topics I often talk about is the concept of learning to boil them slowly. And them is often you, the dentist. That's what I do to you, is I boil you slowly. Or sometimes it's us dentists leading our team and boiling them slowly. And here's the mistake we often make. The mistake we make is that we bombard them with information and we make it so hard and overwhelming to get started that our team members never get started and we get frustrated and overwhelmed and we give up too. And that's oftentimes what happens with many good ideas. So this week, or this time, what I want to do is show you our 4-week plan to boil your team slowly to add dental implants to your practice. So let's get into the content. Step one, we need to set up a tally board or a whiteboard in our break room where everybody in the office can see it. If it's not measured and it's not, if it's not a scoreboard, then it's not being measured and not being seen. And what becomes important to you becomes important to them. And a scoreboard shows you the most important details so you can quickly get an idea of how we're doing. And on this whiteboard, because I love whiteboards, I don't have a contract with the whiteboard company, I should, but on this whiteboard, the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna make columns for each hygienist and assistant that we have in our practice. And then on the rows, we're gonna put a row for every day that we're open this month. And basically what we're gonna do is each dental assistant and each dental hygienist will put a tally at the end of the day of how many patients they saw that day that were missing at least one tooth. Okay, and third molar is not included, second molar is not included, first molar forward. So the first thing our tally board is going to have is the tally each day of how many patients we each individually saw that were missing at least one tooth. So that's step one. So for 1 week, I want us to see and get an idea of what our opportunity is within our practice. And that's all I want my team members to do week one, is just put the tally board together and start counting how many patients we saw each day for this week, and then obviously this will continue every day this month, of how many patients we saw that were missing a functional tooth, first molar forward. Okay, step two. Now what we're going to add is we're going to start counting how many patients did we have a conversation with about this missing tooth. And that conversation is super simple. It literally goes something like this. Mrs. Jones, have you ever given any thought to replacing your missing tooth? That's it. Nothing complicated. I'm not using the word implant. I'm not using the word partial. I'm not using any dental terminology in it. I'm simply asking the patient, Mrs. Jones, have you given any thought to replacing your missing tooth? That's all I want to measure. So step one, week one, is we're going to count how many people we saw. Week two is we're going to start counting how many people we saw and how many people we had the specific conversation, have you given any thought about replacing your missing tooth with? So that's going to be week number two. So now we're going to have at our disposal, how many patients we saw that were missing teeth, and then we can start measuring, is it a problem that we're not having conversations with our patients? Okay, now step three, the following week, week number three, now we're going to start measuring, in addition to how many patients are missing a tooth from first molar forward, how many patients we ask the question, have you given any thought about replacing your missing tooth? Now we're going to start measuring and recording how many patients did we present a visual 3D plan to. In other words, we popped up our 3D software, we took their missing tooth site, and we put a virtual implant in there and showed the patient what it would look like to put an implant in their site, how much bone they have or don't have, and how easy or not easy this is going to be, blah, 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 blah. So now in week one, we've counted how many teeth we're missing. Week two, we've started counting how many conversations we're having. Now week three, we're starting to put up a 3D plan to start visually showing our patients how easy or not easy a dental implant could be in their missing tooth site. Now, step four is now we're going to start measuring, in addition to how many missing teeth, how many conversations, how many visual 3D plans that we put together, now we're going to start measuring how many financial menus did we actually give to our patients each day. So now we're going to have a full scope of our sales funnel of replacing teeth with dental implants, because now we're going to know how many patients we're seeing or in our practice, what our opportunity is, how many people we're starting to have conversations with, how many people we're showing a visual 3D plan to, and then how many patients we're showing them what the actual treatment plan and payment options look like. Here's what I promise you. If you implement these four steps over 4 weeks and then continue it moving forward, you will do more dental implants from within your practice with zero marketing, with zero effort, just from patients within your practice. So that's my message for you today, a 4-week plan to grow your implant business. Now, what if you say, hey, I'm not doing implants and I want to learn how to do implants? That's what we do here at 3D Dentist. We have live patient where we provide patients for you. You come here to North Carolina and we work with you side by side where you're doing the dentistry on actual patients here in North Carolina. It's called our tooth replacement therapy. Our overall program is our digital implant continuum, of which we have 4 different programs. Program number 1, for those who are interested in getting started in placing implants, is our tooth replacement therapy program, where we teach you how to take out teeth and grow bone in those tooth extraction sites, and then place implants using guided surgery. Our second program is our sinus lift program, where we start teaching you how to do lateral window and internal lift sinus augmentation to be able to place implants in the posterior maxilla when patients have slightly pneumatized or completely pneumatized sinuses. Our third program is our advanced GBR, guided bone generation. In that program, we teach you how to grow bone using lateral grafting, using pins, screws, and membranes so that you can make sites ready pre-implant surgery to get sites ready to have enough bone to place implants. And our fourth program is our Full Arch Express program, where we focus on full arch implant dentistry for both removable overdentures and fixed hybrid prosthetics. So if you're ready to grow your implant practice and you're ready to get started, listen, there's no better place than 3D Dentist, and here's why. We teach you how to do it, but more importantly, we teach you how to get your patients to say yes, because we're living it and breathing it every single day in our very own practices. I hope you found all of this helpful, and if we can help you, visit 3D-dentist.com or send me a message. Have a great day, and let's grow your implant business together.
Hi, T-Bone. It's Hutan. I just wanted to congratulate you on your 300th episode. It's an amazing accomplishment. It's been such beautiful years being with you and working with you and calling you a friend. I'm honored and privileged to know you, and I love you and wish you nothing but the best.
Hello, my name's Kevin Fryer, and I just wanted to congratulate Tarun on his 300th podcast. I mean, where does the time go? I've learned a lot from all the episodes. Been a big bonus to my practice and my patients, and actually a lot of my friends, because we talk about it a lot. You are awesome, T-Bone, and thanks for everything.
300 podcasts. That's amazing, Tarun. Keep up the good work. I think the profession appreciates all that you're doing for the profession in terms of continued education, practice management, clinical dentistry, and it's all contained in those 300 podcasts. Look forward to be able to make this video at the 400th one.
Hey, Tarun, it's Chuck. What's up, man? Just want to congratulate you on your 300th episode. I know it's your co-host in the beginning with you, and I'm sorry I fizzled out, but man, I'm so proud of you. Your friendship means more than anything, and thank you again for being an awesome mentor. Even when it hurts, man. I don't always want to hear some things you have to say, but I appreciate it. But also, I really appreciate you taking it back as well. I love you like a brother. Again, thank you for always being there for me.
Congratulations to my brother and friend T-Bone for completing 300 episodes of his podcast, Dentistry Made Simple. His advice reflects the name of his podcast: simple, straightforward, and to the point. No BS. T-Bone, you're a gift to the field of dentistry, and you bring so much value to dentistry. Congratulations again, and I wish you all the best for your future endeavors.
Happy 300th episode anniversary. Pretty impressive stuff, and I've heard you had some pretty interesting guests on over the years, so keep it up, man. Love you.
Hey, T-Bone, just wanted to give you a shout out from over here in North Dakota and to say, hey, man, congratulations on your 300th episode. That is an amazing accomplishment, something you should be very proud of, but really it's something that all of us are very proud of, and what you have done for not only the profession, but for 3D Dentists. And I think a lot of that's tied to so much that you give, not only in your time, your clinical expertise, but really what you give from your heart. And that's what makes so many of us look up to you as a leader, as a mentor, and as a friend. And I cannot wait to see the next 300 episodes and where you go from there. And to be honest, man, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you do, and I thank you for our friendship, and I look forward to what's to come. So congrats, man. We'll see you soon.
T-Bone, congrats on your 300th podcast. That is phenomenal.
Congrats, T-Bone, on 300 episodes. Since mine's been stuck at 100 for over 18 months, I really am proud of you for sticking with it. Your podcast touches so many lives, so congratulations.
Hey, T-Bone, congratulations on reaching episode 300 on the podcast. That's awesome. It is the best dental podcast out there, and a slew of them, but it is the most no filler, just action items, quality content, you know, spanning from business management to clinical skills to personal development and leadership. It's the best. And so congratulations on putting it out there. It made a profound impact over in my life and my practice over the years, and I bet it'll continue to do so. And I'm thankful to have you as both a mentor and a friend. Take care, buddy.
Congratulations, T-Bone. Congratulations on 300 episodes of speaking wisdom into our life. In all seriousness, I appreciate you, I love you, and I'm so grateful that you're in dentistry's life so that you can push us to do better. The only thing is, we actually have to do what you say. But congratulations again, and I'm looking forward to 300 more.
I can't believe it's been 300 episodes. That's 300 opportunities that you've given me to touch base with you, to connect with you, to share my thoughts, to share my wisdom, to complain to you, to share my life story. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being a listener. And thank you for listening, because I know my mom doesn't listen every week, although my dad does. And the good news is Meredith's mom does, and maybe your mom does too. So thank you so much for being an amazing fan and listener of the podcast. And I look forward to providing you 300 more episodes in the near future.